So the weirdest thing, okay?
Hmm.
And I feel bad saying his name on the air.
Come on, how bad? I could tell that I'm really going to like it then when you put a disclaimer in front of it.
All right, so I went to just go put my breakfast stuff in the refrigerator, right?
Yeah.
And I look in the refrigerator, and there is a container in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know how sometimes people like scribble their names on top of it so you don't eat their food?
Sure, sure.
Right. The guy Ryan from our office, he first and last name, but he didn't write it with like a Sharpie on it. He used like, remember the Brother P Touch? Like you used to print the labels.
He made his own label.
He made his own label for it. Printed his own label. First of all, who still has like a label printer like that? And who puts a first and last name on a label and puts it on their food in the refrigerator?
All right, couple things here. To be fair, he's an engineer, all right? So I feel like engineers, they got label makers back there, all right?
Do they?
And not for nothing, they like playing with their toys. So if they've got tools and other stuff to work with, he was kind of like, look at this, I'm going to print my label, I'll put it right on there. Secondly, maybe he remembers when we had a second Ryan, all right? Now, we don't have that other Ryan. He's dead now, but, you know, we still have this guy.
He's
he really
dead.
Wants to label this sandwich.
He went to work for another company.
Here's the thing. Also, that sandwich is a week old. So, I mean, if you're going to take the time to label it with a first and last name, I've got the follow-up question. Throw it out when it's expired, man,
so
or eat it.
You saw it too, right?
Yes. No. I've seen, well, everybody's seen it, and nobody's touched it because it has his first and last name on it. It's like a deed to a house or something.
Okay, so what is the strangest thing you've ever seen a coworker do that you're like, huh?
Is it like refrigerator related?
No, just in general.
Oh, gosh.
I have two because they're both you. No.
Well, then you should just tell me. I mean, right. At this point, maybe you'll spark my creativity.
Strangest thing I've ever seen Raven do. Number one.
Yes.
He balances his checkbook while we're on the show. But like it's 1975. He takes it out like the ledger part that nobody uses anymore that comes free with the checks. And he starts writing numbers down and calculating with the calculator on his phone.
If you send me a link that says that I'm supposed to pay something, I usually will not see it in the afternoon. I turn my devices off at a certain point. So when I come in the morning, that's when you get paid.
Yep.
So if you see me, you know, I got to mark it down or else I'll be bouncing something later.
Who still uses a ledger in their checkbook, the one that comes with it? Second thing, besides that.
Founding fathers of this country.
One time, Raven started cutting his nails, his fingernails,
I knew you were
during
gonna say,
the show.
What, one time? One time?
Because
I had a hangnail. I had a hangnail.
It was awful.
It was painful.
But still,
I kind of have one coming in right now, as a matter of fact. I wish I had my nail clippers with me.
That's disgusting.
Do you want to bite them for me?
No, I don't.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's really pretty simple. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Raven, if you steal someone's grocery cart while they're sanitizing their kid's hands, that's all I need to know about you.
Wait a minute. Is the kid in the cart? Because that's really bad.
Yesterday, I had the wackiest day. I was at Walmart for, I kid you not, 30 minutes, right?
Sometimes that happens, man. You go in there and you get sucked into the vortex.
So first things first, we walk in and I grab the cart and I do the whole thing. I got the hand sanitizing wipes. I pull it out. I sanitize the whole carriage, the whole cart, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then I get it and I clean the girl's hands because now they've touched everything in the 15 seconds we've been there. And as I'm doing their hands and I'm pulled off to the side.
Sure.
A woman walks in.
Yeah.
And just takes the cart that I had just sanitized.
She's like, oh, look at this.
Oh, done.
You got it right here. Nice and clean for me. I love it.
Right. Meanwhile, I'm on my knees with my toddler trying to like scrub her hands. And this is a problem that I have.
Yeah.
I never say anything. So I was just like,
yeah.
So Hayden is like, mommy, she just took our cart. I go, all right, we'll go get another one. And she's like, what?
Right.
I'm like, well, what are we going to do? We're going to fight her for a car?
Well, that's the thing, right? Yeah. You're going to lose your temper. You're going to go nuts. That way you look like the crazy person at that point. No matter what somebody's done to you, if at the moment people turn around, you're the one with your voice raised,
right.
Then you're the jerk.
You're the nuts.
Right.
You're nuts.
That's what happens.
So now all we're there for is diapers and water, right? Cases of water.
Sure.
So we grab the water, we grab the diapers, and we're out pretty fast. Now I get to the car, and I put Dakota in the back seat so she can kind of play while we're loading everything into the trunk.
Sure.
This lady, another lady, pulls in next to me. She parks her Xterra so close to my car.
Oh, I love that.
That I can't even get in to put her in her car seat.
Nice.
And now I go, okay, like, what am I supposed to do in this situation?
Right.
So I was like, excuse me. And then, like, she's got her head buried in her phone. She's not even getting out of the car, which I don't know how she's going to.
Right, driving, so parking close. While in the phone, right.
And again, I don't say anything. I go to the passenger side, I crawl in from the passenger side, and I put her in the car seat because I don't want to create a stink about you parked like a jerk. And that's all I need to know about me. Like, why don't I stick up for myself? Why don't I, like, knock on her window? I'm like, lady, move your car so I can put my kid in her car seat.
To be fair, you know what? We never look good. You know, you have a public job. And so that's not really a cop-out, but it's part of it, too, right? Nowadays, isn't that part of it? Mm. Like, I lost my temper for 2 minutes the other day, and I'm thinking to myself when I walked out, I'm like, you're a fool. I'm wearing a logo.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what an idiot I am right now.
Well, that was dumb of you, actually.
Right. But, you know, the grocery store is one of these places where you can get sucked into these different things. Just yesterday, my wife comes home, and she tells me that she forgot half the things in the grocery store. And she said the reason being is because every time she's at the deli person makes conversation with her. Then she gets stuck there for 20 minutes. Because he's like this older guy, knows the family or whatever. She loses concentration of everything else she has to go. When she finally pries herself away from the conversation, she's lost the train of thought of the things she actually went for. She's tired now at this point, essentially. But she says that she has to continue to put up with this behavior because she likes her pepperoni sliced horizontal and not vertical. It's a real thing.
That whole story was kind of insane.
I'm telling you that is a real conversation I had with my wife. And she was dead serious about it yesterday, that it's a problem and that she's not sure how she's going to overcome it,
yep.
But she's working towards that goal.
That's all I need to know about you, I guess. Yeah. 1 in 4 Americans have insomnia, difficulty falling asleep. Raven, we have a lot of problems, but that's not one of them. That's
true.
For sure.
That's true. I could have a full cup of coffee, go right to bed 10 minutes later.
1-800-330-9999. Where was the strangest place you fell asleep?
I'm convinced that my car dealership, where I get my car, you know, worked on, tuned up, all that stuff, I'm convinced that they redesigned their entire lobby and service area because I have a tendency to fall asleep there when I'm there.
And you snore.
Yeah. Well, I never, I never drop the car off and then pick it up the next day because our schedules are such that I've got a certain amount of time and I'll just wait for it, and no matter how long it takes. Of course, at that point it's later in the afternoon, so I have fallen asleep in the car dealership on the sofa there a couple times, more than once.
And now they've removed the sofa.
Yeah, and they have. they've put upstanding like workstations and stuff. Some of them don't even have tables, like highballs, almost like if you were at a cocktail party or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is brightly illuminated. They offer snacks, free coffee, all that now. It doesn't matter. I've got news for them. I can fall asleep anywhere, and did it again when I got an oil change last week.
I think that the other parents at my school pickup must think I'm insane because I get to school pickup every day. It's at 2:00.
Right.
I get there about 1:45 to 1:50.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately set the alarm on my phone, and we have to position ourselves where we're all backed into spots close to each other, the cars.
Right.
Because
right.
Now with COVID, you can't get out of the cars.
Line and all that.
Line.
Yep. Right.
And then I immediately fall asleep in the school pickup line every single day.
And the parents, they'd have to know this, right? Because, I mean, sooner or later, when the car line moves again, if you hesitate, they know you were asleep.
Well, I have a routine. Uh-huh. I set the alarm on my phone for exactly 2:00. So I get there, 1:51. I set the alarm. I close my eyes, immediately fall into a deep sleep, like dreaming deep sleep.
How many times have you woken up and, like, they're moving early that day?
No.
Or something like that's not happened?
No, because they don't release them till exactly 2:00. I told you. I do this every single day. I have it down to a science. The alarm goes off.
Yeah.
It's 2:00.
Yeah.
I wake up, I jolt myself awake.
Slap yourself in the face.
Yeah, and then I start scanning the crowd for Hayden so I can wave frantically out the window. Hayden!
That's the thing. I never know how long the car work is going to take, right? So I don't have an alarm thing. I could just pass right out on that. I did fall asleep on a ferry, too. That happened, too.
I used to fall asleep in Grand Central Station. In college, we would take, like, the train everywhere. And when you missed that last train,
right,
without fail, and I had no problem. I'll be like, I'll sleep right on this floor. I got nothing. Like rats running by. All right. I'm good. Let me just take a quick nap right here. Wake up. It's 4:30 in the morning.
I woke up on the boat to this. And there's the attendant, and there was no cars left on the entire boat.
You rookie. You should have set an alarm.
No.
You should have known better.
I was just thinking to myself, like, how long has he been knocking?
Yeah.
I was so asleep, it took me a minute even to get moving once I was awake. I was like, no, I can't. I'll drive right into the water. I can't do this just yet.
It happens all the time. You just fall asleep.
Right.
And sometimes it's in a pretty weird place that you probably shouldn't fall asleep. Where is the strangest place you've ever fallen asleep? 1-800-330-9999. Raven and I can fall asleep literally anywhere, right, at any time.
At any time.
Yeah.
Do it in a meeting, do it in a Zoom call, any of that. You know how many times we've been on a Zoom call with somebody and like I'm forcing myself not to go head first into the screen?
I thought you were going to fall asleep during the Katy Perry interview.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that was 4 in the afternoon, man. That was real hard for me.
I'm like, that would make us go viral. I fall asleep every day in the pickup line at my daughter's school. Every single day.
I mean, I look forward to things like, you know, going to get my car repaired or whatever. I'll fall asleep right there. You put me at the DMV, forget it. Wake me up when my number's up.
1-800-330-9999. Strangest place you fell asleep.
Actually, my husband, he's a mechanic, and one day he fell asleep under a car. He was on a new medication. It was making him really tired. You know, I told him to suck it up, and then I realized he was not kidding.
That was such a wife move. You're like, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Next thing you know, he's asleep under the car. Yeah.
Better than dead, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was that weird place that you slept?
We were out to dinner with a bunch of people, and I had some red wine and fell asleep at the table.
Oh, my gosh.
During dinner.
Right. I mean, and you're not a toddler or anything, so that's hard to explain, right?
No. My husband was quite mad.
Yeah, I mean, were you out with, like, his boss, and the conversation was just so stimulating, boom, I'm out.
Yeah, I was like, red wine just knocks me out. It was friends of ours.
So. Maybe not anymore.
If that was my friend and she fell asleep at the dinner table, I would never wake her up. I would just take so many pictures.
So many pictures.
Instagram
right.
story.
And Raven, where'd you fall asleep?
Good morning. I fell asleep while the emergency doctor was talking to me about my son.
Oh, my gosh.
He was talking to me, and I don't know what the heck happened to me. Like, right in front of his eyes, I was snoring. He was like, ma'am, are you okay? He thought I was drugged up, but I had literally sleep apnea, so I could sleep, like, one day, and then 4 days, I won't sleep.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's good. I mean, while dealing with your son, did your son survive? That's all we...
Embarrassing.
Anna and Raven, where'd you fall asleep?
Hey, it was many years ago. My brother-in-law talked me into, I was just stressed out, to go into some woman that he knew in a condo that does massages and stuff. He said, oh, you'll relax. She rubs your back. It's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
So he bought me the ticket. I went to the massage place. It's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And you're nervous. I had never done it before. So I lay there. I lay on the little bench, and I got my head in the little pillow, and she starts rubbing my back. I'm in heaven. Anyway, I woke up. It was about 11 o'clock at night. Like, what the heck happened to me? So she felt bad. She didn't want to wake me up. Oh, you were sleeping so soundly. I didn't want to wake her. I'm like, oh, my wife's going to kill me.
Right.
You tell your wife, I went to a massage parlor and I came home 7 hours later.
Right. And it cost me $3,000. Right.
Yeah. It took some splaining. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have a great morning, man.
Have a good day, guys. Enjoy the day.
1 in 4 Americans have insomnia. Not us. We could fall asleep anywhere. I fell asleep at the top of Mount Etna one time. True story. 1-800-330-9999. Dan on Raven, where did you fall asleep?
On the red light signal.
You fell asleep at a red light, at a traffic light.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm really tired, I have like that internal struggle when I get to a red light. I'm like, I can just close my eyes for 1 minute.
Oh, my gosh.
Minute. Yeah, it's because when you're so tired. And you should probably not be driving at that point.
Right,
you know? Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's a sure way to get arrested.
Right.
All right? I mean, at least be pulled over and get a good, you know, interrogation from a cop.
Hi, Zanna and Raven. Where'd you fall asleep?
Well, 3 places. I fell asleep at the Hard Rock Cafe. I fell asleep in Disney World during the Muppet movie. And then at the Broadway show, Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, my gosh.
I fell asleep during some theater shows myself.
Well, that's the thing is the martinis are really good. The drinks are really strong.
That's
at the
not
theater.
The problem. The problem is that it's boring.
Oh, well, that was the problem for me. You know, to be fair, the Hard Rock Cafe takes forever to deliver your meal.
It does
too.
Take a long time.
It doesn't matter which location you go to. I know the mac and cheese is great, but they take forever. Like, I
know.
Get it. That's Jimi Hendrix's shirt over there or his sweat rag or Billy Joel's harmonica or something, and all that's cool. But it doesn't make it worthwhile for me to wait an hour and a half for my food.
You got to take a nap like this lady did.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's good planning.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Where did you fall asleep?
On spring break one year when I was young, we went to Cancun, me and 4 of my girlfriends, and our hotel lost our reservations. So, you know, it was beautiful out. We didn't know what else to do. We spent the first night sleeping on the beach. It seemed seemed like a great idea until we woke up to the Federales standing over us shining their flashlights. Evidently, that is illegal, and we had no idea.
Well, as long as they didn't take you for a ride after that. I've been on that ride. You don't want to get in that pickup truck with the Federales.
No.
We got off with, like, a warning, but I definitely wouldn't do it again.
That story solidifies why I would never let my child go to Cancun on spring break. It's like, oh, you decided to sleep on the beach in Mexico because you didn't have a hotel that lost your reservations. Uh-huh. Got it.
Good thinking.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the weird place you slept?
Okay, I'm going to be honest here. I fell asleep in my my son's karate tournament and my daughter's dance recital. My wife gives me a hard time all the time because, honestly, they're just so boring. And I fall asleep all the time.
I don't know about the karate tournament because I feel like the lights are on and like there's a lot of action. But I can tell you, some of those dance recitals, oh my gosh. You have to sit through like 40 routines.
Right.
And they're all the same. And you're like just trying desperately to stay awake when it's like the middle schoolers doing the same routine to like Paula Abdul's straight up. It gets tiring.
And you can't leave. That's the thing.
Right.
Because then the other parents, you're a pariah to the other parents.
Yeah.
And they're not going to support your kid. And you're going to, it just begins a whole thing.
I'm not going to say I support the fact that you fell asleep there, but I'm saying I understand.
Right.
Yes. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the weird place you fell asleep?
This might be hard to believe, but I fell asleep at the dentist one time in the chair.
No, I do that all the time.
I remember that we talked to Raven's dentist a while ago.
Larry.
Get
Larry on the phone anytime you need Larry. He's ready to go.
And Larry said that people fall asleep all the time.
Yeah.
I can't imagine because I'm so uncomfortable and self-conscious about your hands in my mouth. But he said that it happens frequently. You're not alone.
No, I'm exhausted by the time I get in there, man. I wake up early and I get in that chair. It's the most comfortable chair I've ever laid in, by the way.
What?
I mean, if I could take away the drill and all that stuff, they could mount that thing right in my living room. It'd be fantastic. And then that light goes over my head and I'm done.
You realize there's couches out there, right?
Yeah. I own one.
Mm.
I'm just saying that one's better than mine.
Okay.
And now we join Anna and Raven's coverage of the March Gladness Tournament.
March Gladness, we are crowning the number one thing that makes you happy. If you'd like to see the full bracket and make your predictions, you can head to annaandraven.com. Every day, it's a new matchup, and you can vote by calling or texting 1-800-330-9999. And you could even start voting the night before on all our social media pages at Anna and Raven.
What a battle we have going on here today, Anna Zapp. Today's first competitor, having the whole plane aisle to yourself. From the Raven Division, seed number 3, it's easy to understand why they got here. There's nothing like stepping on the plane and figuring out that you're going to be flying by yourself. First class? Who needs it? I've got this whole bedroom area back here.
And every time somebody walks by, you hold your breath and you're like, don't sit next to me.
Don't come here.
Not here.
Don't be coming here.
And then they just keep walking by. And then all of a sudden, the lady comes out, the flight attendant, to do the whole safety thing. And you realize, there's nobody in my aisle.
This is really going to happen.
Me. I'm going to have this entire flight to myself.
It's like I'm a rock star. Who am I, Nelly?
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
Just won the lottery. This is incredible.
But a big competitor that's really gotten some wind behind its sails over the last few years, Anna Zapp, that paying it forward thing that you do at the drive-thru. I'm going to buy the person behind me's coffee and breakfast. I'm such a nice person.
And it really does show you when that happens. When you pull through a drive-thru and the person says, the person in front of you paid for your meal, it really shows you that there's good people in the world, that they want to show that we're all in this together. We are a team. And you smile big because you know that somebody did something nice today, and now you want to pay it forward, too. You'll buy the person behind you, and hopefully they don't have $70 of McDonald's takeout.
Yeah, it's always a little bit terrifying at the same time, but that's what excitement means, just like today's game.
And I'll tell you right now, Raven, I started calculating the social media votes. It's really close. This may be the closest matchup we've had so far. That's right. Well, a lot of people are obsessed with college basketball and March Madness. Around here, it's all about March Gladness, crowning the number one thing that makes you happy.
You know, if your bracket is busted somewhere else, you can find hope in our different rivals that we have competing here today, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Having the whole plane aisle to yourself, the 3 seed from the Raven Division, facing up against the car in front of you buying your coffee and meal, number 6, the seed.
Yeah, we got to figure it out. Only one of them can move to the Elite 8. What makes you more glad? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Okay, so while buying your coffee, having coffee bought is a nice gesture, having that aisle to yourself is invaluable. Even pre-COVID, like to throw extra bags, stretch out. My sister
purchases the seat next to her just to have it to herself. So that's valuable.
Wow. That's boss right there.
I've heard about people doing that. Thanks for the call. I just say to myself, is that still cheaper than first class? Maybe that's the way I need to do that.
It's Anna and Raven's March Gladness. What's making it to the Elite Eight?
Oh, the plane aisle for sure. Last time I went to Florida, it happened to me. I couldn't believe it.
Really?
Yeah, I was sitting there and I'm like, all right, it's happening. No one's sitting next to me.
Right, right. Countdown.
And then I hear, we're getting ready to close the door. And I was like, yay!
Yeah. That hasn't happened to me since like 1998. I thought it was dead.
Best thing ever.
I lie down across the one time it's ever happened to me when I was going to Mexico. I lie down across those three seats like I was on, I don't know, like in a spa.
Right,
somewhere.
Right. I own these. These are my seats now.
Oh, no, that's what I did. When I realized I was going to be the only one of the three seats, I kicked off my shoes. I put my little bag there and I laid down and I slept the whole way to Florida.
What's making it to the Elite Eight? Having the whole plane aisle to yourself or when the car in front of you buys your coffee and or your meal?
Oh, my gosh. Totally when the car in front of me buys my meal. 100%.
I'm so weirded out by that. Then I'm like, how much is the person behind me? What do I have to leave? I don't understand the concept. Just leave me out of it, people. Give me my bagel and I'll pay my $5.
But it does make you feel good. It makes you feel like there's good people out there.
Yeah, better than me, I guess. Makes me feel awkward.
Thank you for your vote. Anna and Raven, what's making it to the Elite Eight? Having the whole plane aisle to yourself or when the car in front of you in a drive-thru buys your meal or your coffee?
Oh, having the whole plane aisle to yourself. Stretch out.
I came back from spring break, granted, many, many, many years ago, my friend, and it was a day or two after it had basically wrapped up for everybody else. Got on a Southwest plane flying the red eye out of Miami. Three seats right there. I mean, virtually the entire plane was empty. I lived like a king, a hungover king, that snored all the way back to my town.
Raven, this was certainly the closest matchup yet, but having the whole plane aisle to yourself makes it to the Elite Eight.
You know, just hearing these results, Anna, makes me long for the time that I will get on a plane sometime in the future. And maybe this will happen to me. Probably not.
No. All right, you want to check out the full bracket for yourself? Head to AnnaandRaven.com.
Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Wellness Wednesday. These are small things you can do to make your life better. And today, it's about making your life better by having your kids go to sleep without fighting with them every single night.
I mean, that sounds like a pretty good plan.
Absolutely. Science has found that children that listen to sleep stories about animals, it helps them fall asleep more quickly and more soundly.
Wow, over people?
Yep. So it turns out that children's connections with animals is so strong that this is a natural connection, which kind of makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Dodo Kids, which is a brand that celebrates like animals, and they have all these different stories about animals.
They're the ones with the beautiful Facebook posts too, the Dodo.
I love this. They have teamed up with Calm, which is this app that focuses on sleep stories and meditation. It's the number one app to help you fall asleep.
Okay.
And so far, they've released two sleep stories for children. It's called Arnie's Nighttime Bath and Frankie and Maggie's Nighttime Hike.
I mean, this sounds great. I want to hear both these stories already.
Well, there's a problem.
What's the problem?
This Calm app, I have the Calm app. I listen to the same story every night because it's $69.99 for a year subscription.
So that's it? You get one free story?
One.
So you just listen to the same story over and over again?
Every night I go to the lavender fields of Provence, France.
Well, that's all right. We can help you out on that then.
Yeah, so we figured maybe you don't want to spend $70 either, so we can't play you Arnie's Nighttime Bath. But what we did do is we created our own animal sleep stories for your kids, and you can use them for absolutely nothing. They're free.
Who's going first?
Now you go.
Okay. The golden puppy jumped eagerly on the couch looking for milk bone pieces his puppy brother left behind. After pleasantly finding two crumbs hidden between the cushions, he was ready when his human said, "Bedtime, boys!" That means it's time to race up the stairs and burrow into his favorite spot on his human's bed. It's a tight squeeze, but it's always so snugly warm. The puppy would have more room if Dad would just sleep on the floor.
Mm.
I mean, there's plenty of room down there for him. Seems like a good idea. Still, it's nice that he's petting my hair and talking softly as I start counting bouncy bunnies in my head. I get closer and closer to catching them in my dreams. I wonder if what I would do if I actually caught them. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to try my best to find out, the puppy thought as he let out a big yawn.
I already fell asleep. I literally fell asleep halfway through that. It was so boring. But it was, but I mean,
it was boring.
It wasn't boring. It wasn't boring, but there was,
that's what we're doing. That's how we commend ourselves now. Right, that's what we're doing now.
All right,
I can't wait for you to read yours.
Here we go. Gilda the goat let out a big yawn. Oh my goodness, I'm tired, she said. Gilda the goat had a big day. She had played Connect Four with her little brother, Gary the goat. She had beat him 3 times, and she didn't even cheat this time. As she collected her winnings, she ate her favorite meal, grass goulash. And she even FaceTimed with her grandfather, Grandpa Gerald Goaty. But she knew it was time to curl up in bed with her lovey, a soft pink human doll that Mommy had given her. Mommy Goat loved her and gave her a goodnight kiss. She closed her eyes because tomorrow it'll be a new adventure, and tomorrow she'll beat her brother Gary the Goat again.
I'm not going to be hurtful.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm going to be the supportive part of this partnership right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I am going to say that you promoted gambling with goats.
Okay.
All right. Right. In there.
Right.
And you also had her FaceTiming, which means blue light before bedtime.
Yeah.
And we know that blue light keeps you awake.
I took the part out where Grandpa Gerald Goaty was incarcerated. I decided that that wasn't really made sense.
Well, you know, that's what the editor is for.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Why is it always fish? Is it just me that I always think it's always fish that they find? It's the wackiest story you're going to be hearing about today. There's this guy out in L.A., and he claims that he found shrimp tails in his box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, I mean, that's kind of like a nice surprise, like going to hibachi and not knowing it'll be included.
Okay, I would disagree. I would say you're pouring yourself a delicious bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch and a couple of shrimp tails fall out. You're like, wait a minute. So he goes on Twitter, of course, like what people do, and he tweets a picture of it and he tags Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
And Cinnamon Toast Crunch responds.
Right.
And says, after further investigation, it appears to be an accumulation of the cinnamon sugar that sometimes can occur when ingredients aren't thoroughly blended. We assure you there's no possibility of cross-contamination. It is shrimp tails.
Wait a minute. Did he break the crust off of it, like the Cinnamon Toast Crunch part of it that's over it to make sure it's a shrimp tail?
Raven, look at the picture. It is shrimp tails. So he dumps out the rest of the bag. And not only are there more shrimp tails in there, there's string, dental floss, and little black dots on the cereal.
Come on!
So he has this theory that like a mouse or a rat got in there and had a collection of things and dumped the collection into his box.
Yeah, it sounds right.
Okay. So this thing's
believable.
This thing's happened. But now this is where the story takes the wacky left-hand turn that nobody saw coming. All right, the guy's name is Jensen Karp. He's married to Danielle Fishel, and right now you're like, wait a minute, who's Danielle Fishel?
Right.
It's Topanga from Boy Meets World. He's married to Topanga.
Does that mean that he is upon reproach as far as he could be a liar?
Well, no. I
want to make sure.
I would think the absolute opposite. I would think, like, maybe it's a money grab at first. You know, people do that. But I'm like, no. If you're married to, like, a pretty famous actress, like, if you're married to
Show on for 1,000 years, right? Residual's still got to be coming.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've
Mortgage
ever seen
is paid.
Boy Meets World. Topanga's not a liar. She's a good person. I mean,
she was acting.
Well,
you realize that, right?
Yeah. And it gets even crazier. He bought the cereal at a Costco on Topanga Drive in California.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
The coincidences here are absolutely insane.
One time, my mom found fish heads. And I don't want to say the name of the cracker because I don't want to set myself up for liability, but it was a cracker that many children eat regularly. And I'll never forget it. When we were little, she found little severed fish heads in there, and it was nasty.
Did she find it on Fish Heads Drive?
Did you ever find anything weird in your food?
I found ants in cereal one time before. I can remember that.
Ew.
And then here's the thing. You don't find whatever's in the cereal usually till the end of the cereal, right? I mean, you've had a bowl or two of cereal.
Well, rest assured, because he's getting DNA testing on the cereal. Would you still eat the cereal with the shrimp tails? Yes or no? Just answer the question.
It depends on how much Cinnamon Toast Crunch coating is on there,
okay.
Really.
Yeah. Yesterday with Jennifer Garner was trending on Netflix. And now the newest thing that parents are doing this weekend is giving their own kids a Yes Day. So what is it? They explain it in the movie trailer.
Have you heard about Yes Day?
It's this new thing where parents say yes to everything their kids ask for 24 hours.
Radical!
How am I just hearing about this?
It's Yes Day! Who's ready for Yes Day?
I felt like my my mom and dad, because immediately my 12-year-old Hayden like turned to me after we watched the movie. And she's like, 24 hours, we have to say yes to everything. Can we do it too? And I immediately was my dad. Are you kidding?
Right.
Every day is a yes day for you, Anna. And I laughed it off, but I didn't realize it was such a big thing until all my girlfriends started texting. And they're like, yeah, we're doing our yes day on Friday. Yeah, we're doing our yes day on Saturday. And I was like, what?
Wow, parents are pretty self-indulgent nowadays, right? I feel like my dad would have been like, go run around the house.
Yeah.
That's basically what I would have been told. What would be tops on your yes day list, Anna?
With my parents, I mean, being able to like sleep over somebody's house, because I was never allowed to do that.
Right. All expenses at Chuck E. Cheese. That's an easy one for me. Load up the car.
Yeah. But, you know, it got me thinking. There were some times when you were a kid and you asked for something and you assumed the answer would be no.
Right.
But then they let you. They said yes.
Right. Right. Wow. I remember one time I spent like 4 weeks with a friend and his family at the beach when I was really young. And the thing is that his parents were a little bit nuts. Like they, you know, they weren't all that steady, right? Mom used to, you know, tip a few back. It was like, you know, the late 70s, early 80s. Things were a little bit looser then. Dad had an IROC Z with T-tops and they let me go. Guess what? No parents, no oversight the entire time.
Well, I hate to say this to you, but did you ever think they just wanted to get rid of you for 4 weeks?
Yeah, that's the thing is now that I'm saying it out loud at this age, I realize that possible my parents didn't love me that year.
Yeah, I'll never forget my senior year of high school. Back in the day, my school used to bring the seniors to Cancun, right? Mm,
that's amazing.
I paid
never
all,
nowadays.
Oh my gosh. I got like strict Italian parents. I wasn't allowed to do anything in my life. I had never slept over a friend's house. I said it was a field trip with the school, right? And they were like,
that required a passport.
Yeah, it was a big senior field trip with the school. The teachers were coming, and they did, but it was still Cancun.
I hope no teachers made out with anybody.
Oh, God. To this day, I cannot believe they let me go, you know? When you were a kid, what could you not believe that your parents said yes to? 1-800-330-9999. One of the top trending movies on Netflix right now is Jennifer Garner's Yes Day, which is about parents that give their kids 24 hours. They can only say yes, and they do all kinds of crazy things.
I mean, it sounds like a miracle. That's probably why it's fiction.
But now all my friends are doing it too this weekend. They're giving their kids yes days. What did your parents say yes to when you were a kid? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I can't believe my parents let me and some friends go into the city to stay overnight and wait online to see NSYNC. They were doing a concert signing.
How old were you guys?
We were 13 at the time.
Oh, 13 years old and you stayed there?
Oh, wow.
They let us. My dad came with us, but I couldn't believe that they let us do this. And my dad stayed with me and some friends, and we waited online the entire night to try to meet NSYNC the next morning.
Well, your dad was a huge NSYNC fan.
Right.
So it made a lot of sense.
Clearly closeted. You know, my mom went to my first concert, too, and dressed cool. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
What did your dad dress like? Did he dress like he was a cool young guy?
He had frosted tips.
No, he was the typical dad there.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, next time, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your parents say yes to when you were a kid?
They actually let me get a horse when I was 7 years old.
What?
And it was wonderful, and I loved my horse, but I will never let my child get a horse because it is very expensive, and it is so much work. So, yeah, that is not something I would let a little kid
have. Coolest kid in your class. Oh, you got a pony? Oh, that's nice. You know what I got for Christmas? More underwear. You know? Santa and Raven, what did your parents say yes to when you were a kid?
Skydiving lessons.
Come on. Can you even do that as a kid?
I did. I was 12. I wanted to be in the Air Force. I wanted to so badly do it.
That is crazy.
I fill out waivers all the time for Hayden. I feel like at this point, if a parent just signs a waiver, they'll let kids do anything.
So wait a minute. So did your dad like have to go and be on site? Because I mean, I would imagine you were doing tandem, right? You had to start tandem and
course.
All that?
Yeah. You have to do tandem. They won't let you do it without doing a tandem.
So did your dad go?
Yes.
Because
my dad went too.
My first concert, my mom went. She wore a leather skirt. I can't imagine going skydiving and making my dad show up. And he had never any desire to do it in his life. But because you wanted to, forget it. Anything for my
Especially
boy.
Especially since my dad wore a leather skirt during the skydiving.
Perfect.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your parents say yes to when you were a kid?
There was one time for New Year's. It was, you know, 2000, so it was a big year, and we were like 12. But my parents are a little bit of luscious, so they totally let us drink champagne. We had a little too much, but we were young. But that was the first time I got hammered, is at 12.
Whoa. So, you know, I grew up in an Italian household, and there was always wine on the table. And I remember growing up, we used to have, like, the homemade wine mixed with Sprite. And that was, like, a common thing that we would have. And it was never strange to me, and it never felt, like, abusing. And I never, certainly was never drunk. We would just have it every once in a while on Sundays with the pasta and the sauce.
Whereas, you know, when my father handed me my first beer, it was like a rite of passage.
Yeah.
And who goes for a Heffenreffer on their first beer? Dad.
Duh.
Picks up middle of the road. But it made me the man I am today, Anna.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Ryan and Ava. Ava, what's going on?
My mom just moved in, just had a baby, and it's been about 3 months, and she's been helping us out. I'm so grateful to have her there every morning. She cleans up. It's been amazing. And yeah, I know it's been a little longer than we expected, but I could really use all the help I can get with a newborn. We've been getting sleep. I just feel like we're so lucky to have my mom be there for us. She lives, you know, pretty far away, and I feel like she's not going to see her granddaughter, and now she gets to see her, and I love it, but I feel like my husband's having a little bit of a difficult time. But I mean, who wouldn't want, and we don't even have to pay for any help or anything.
Okay, Ava, hold on. Ryan, why is Ava all worked up?
Like, she just needs to understand that I need my privacy. And with her mom there, we can't get any privacy. She's, like, always there. You know what I mean? It's bad enough that we have a baby to take care of. Now we have to have her mom be there looking at us, you know, not giving us any privacy. Come on. It's been too long.
The pull between a grandparent and their grandchildren is very strong, obviously, right? So, you know, it's hard to tell them to separate, especially 7 hours away. God, you hate to slam the door on somebody that's helping you so much, right? Because and who knows? They might not come back next time that you need that help.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm the man of the house. I can take care of everything. We don't need extra help.
Oh. I'm so sure. Come on. With a 3-month-old, you've got it all wrapped up. Come on.
I mean, I understand your side, Ryan. It's your home. And all of a sudden now you have your mother-in-law there who is supposed to be there temporarily, and she's not leaving. Yeah. But Ava, did you guys, when she moved in with you to help you with the baby, did you set any boundaries on how long she would be there or anything like that?
I didn't. I just figured, you know, when we felt like we were done needing help, we could tell her and that was it. I mean, she's my mom.
Right. So you don't want to tell her.
We're done needing help.
Right.
Well, we can see what our audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Ava, that having your mom there is really important and it's really helpful. And especially as a first-time mom, having that support system early on is really incredible. But they may see Ryan's side, too. You had it. Great. You had your mom. Now you had it for 3 months, and it's time for us to have the privacy of our home back, and you need to let your mom, you know, move back home wherever she lives 7 hours away.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Ann and Raven.
Being a first-time mom is hard. You're scared. You don't know what you're doing. You're putting a lot of faith in yourself trying to figure things out. But when your mom moves in to help you, it's such a relief. But now it's been 3 months. And Ava loves having her mom there. Her mom lives 7 hours away. This is like, not only does she get to spend time with her mom, but she gets to help watch the baby. It's like a win-win all around.
It's a lot of insurance. It's quite a great insulator. No question about that. On the other hand, I know personally from my mother and her dealings with my nieces and nephews, my mom would just stay forever. Forever. And if you want to get back to your marriage, your household, that can be an obstruction.
That's why Ryan says it's time for his mother-in-law to pack up her stuff and move home and get out of the house. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Yet on Raven, Couples Court.
I just really think it depends on how the mother-in-law is. I mean, if she's like the mother from Everybody Loves Raymond, then she's got to go.
But if she's a good mother-in-law.
Right, but if she's the mom from Family Ties, she gets to stay.
Clearly.
I understand, right.
Thank you for the call. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Couples Court. Ryan and Ava have a newborn, and when they had the baby, Ava's mom moved in to help them out. But now she's been there 3 months, and Ryan says, okay, that's enough. She's been very helpful, but she's got to go.
Yeah, he feels like she's in his space, she's in his thing. She's always got a comment for their conversations. While he appreciates the help and the bond that they're doing, it's time for us to manage our own house.
Yeah, but Ava disagrees. She loves having her mom around. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I'm on the husband's side. I was a new mom. I understand newborns are really difficult if you need some extra hands, but it has been 3 months, and I as a mom, would need privacy myself, so I'm completely on the husband's side.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm leaning towards the husband's side. I have children of my own. They've been spaced out, and although it's very difficult the first couple of months, first couple of years, they need to learn to manage their family on their own, and it will create a bigger wedge between her and her husband. And the mother needs to develop a bond also with her child. So I think 3 months is ample amount of time. I know the mother lives far away. Maybe they can arrange for her to come down every couple of weeks or something. But I'm kind of leaning towards the husband's side. It's going to create a wedge in the family.
You know, the thing that I know is that just human nature, Anna, is that we're going to take the path of least resistance, right? So if the mom is doing such a great job helping you out, obviously, that's worthwhile. She has the experience. She's done it before. You want that. But you can't lean on that all the time, right? Because, like she said, then you're missing out on some of those things. Plus, as a husband, now you've got two people in the relationship that you're dealing with, all right? Not just your spouse.
No, I understand all that, realistically. But it's also your mom, and she helps you, and you trust her more than anybody, and she's the only person you're going to trust with your baby. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I got to say, I think I might be on Ryan's side for this one. You know, 3 months is a long time, but, it bothered me that Ryan's like, it's bad enough we have a kid now, so I'm a little worried about how much he's actually going to step up and do the work that needs to be done, you know, once the family has a new baby, but 3 months is kind of a long time.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Ryan, our audience agreed with you with conditions. There needs to be conversation about when she's going to be moving home so that you feel secure in the fact that her days there are numbered. And Ava, you have to be grateful and tell your mom how much you love her, but make her understand that your family needs your privacy time now. You'll make every effort to bring her grandbaby to her.
Of course we'll talk to her. I'm not going to just kick her out, but she needs to understand that she can't stay forever. So thank you.
I get it. This is going to be really hard. Like, I'm just scared just not having her there when she's been there for me this entire time. Been there for us.
Yeah, I would imagine that would be scary at first, Ava, but I mean, at some point, you have to get back to running your own lives, right? She can't live there all the time. If so, then maybe grandma needs to consider relocating by you guys. But at the same time, I mean, she wouldn't be in the same home all the time. That's a lot. That's a lot. You know, you guys are figuring it out with your newborn there, how it is to be your own family unit. And frankly, she's on the outside of that, not necessarily on the immediate inside of that.
Exactly.
Yeah, we do have a lot to talk about. I thought about that, like having her move, and it's kind of been on my mind, but that's long term. I don't know.
All right. Well, we do wish you the best of luck. And if you have an issue too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Michael.
Hey, Michael, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Mike.
All right, we have $1,200 on the line. Raven's walking out of here. When that big studio door closes, he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But you beat him, we're going to give you $1,200 cash. You ready to play?
Works for me.
Number one, David Hasselhoff has been cast to play David Hasselhoff in a German TV series. He gained popularity and recognition for playing Dr. Snapper Foster on what soap opera?
The Young and the Restless.
Number two, season 41 of Survivor in Fiji is finally starting production after COVID delays. Who is Survivor's longtime running host?
Jeff Probst.
Number three, Justin Bieber says he has tattoos all over his body, but he won't get them on his hands because he wants to be able to wear a suit and not have any be visible. He debuted his new song about his wife last week when his album was released. The song is named after a fruit. What's the title?
Mango.
Number four, Janet Jackson and Kermit the Frog have both been added to the National Recording Registry. Who is the original person that voiced Kermit the Frog?
Jim Henson.
And number five, Meat Loaf is launching an I Do Anything for Love reality TV series. Give me the next line in the song I Do Anything for Love. Opening chorus. And I would do anything for love, and I'd run into hell and back. I would do anything for love. What's the next line?
But I won't do that.
All right. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All right. Michael got 3 out of 5.
Pretty good, Mike. Let's see how I do.
Number one, David Hasselhoff has been cast to play David Hasselhoff in a German TV series.
He's the best one for it.
He gained popularity. What if they cast somebody else?
You know they love him.
They
in
love him.
They love him. He's like a god there.
Yeah, he gained popularity and recognition for playing Dr. Snapper Foster on what soap opera?
He was on The Young and the Restless.
Yep.
Yes, he was.
Number two, season 41 of Survivor in Fiji has finally started production after COVID delays. Who is Survivor's longtime running host?
It's Jeff Probst.
Yes.
Probst? Yeah, I don't know how to say it. There's a weird B in there, yeah. But you know yeah. What I mean.
Number three, Justin Bieber says he has tattoos all over his body, but he won't get any on his hands because he wants to be able to wear a suit and not have any be visible.
Okay.
He debuted his new song about his wife last week when the album was released. The song is named after a fruit. What's the title?
I don't know that song. I guess I'll just take a guess and say peach. Yeah, peaches. I'll take a guess and say peaches.
It's a good guess. Peaches.
Ah! Get some!
All right,
March Madness.
Relax over there.
That's a... Woo! Buzzer beater.
Yeah, I can't believe you haven't heard that song yet.
I
got my peaches down in Georgia. Okay, number four. Janet Jackson and Kermit the Frog have both been added to the National Recording Registry. Who's the original person that voiced Kermit the Frog?
Didn't Jim Henson do it originally?
Yep. And number five, Meat Loaf is launching an I Do Anything for Love reality series. Give me the next line in the song, I Do Anything for Love.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, it's the intro. And I would do anything for love. I'd run into hell and back. I would do anything for love. What's the next line?
But I won't do that.
I'm sorry. I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact.
Oh, you tricked me. Oh. You needed to specify what chorus you were in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the line also works elsewhere in the song.
That's not what we were looking for. We're looking for the opening, and I'm sorry, Michael. He beat you 4-3 this morning. That does get you your own Anna and Raven t-shirt.
All right, this is Michael and my sons, and we can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for playing, Michael. Hold on.
Better luck next time, Mike. You should have got 4. I should have got 5. I feel robbed.